And we're back at Studio C on a Tuesday night. It's a little bit after 8. Hi there. Welcome to those who are listening and are who going to listen in the future, because we never know. You never know who's going to listen. Someday somebody's going to listen and think this is a brilliant show and
did
call
people
us.
Listen in from the past? I guess that would involve time travel or
no,
something.
No, but because few people know this. We actually do this show live. And then it's recorded, and then people listen later. And it's not live, but it sounds like Colbert always says, Memorex. Live on tape.
Yeah. Well, and can I mention something that somebody brought up earlier?
Sure, go.
The Carol Burnett Show, they did their anniversary this week, and somebody asked about it. It's wonderful to see that she's still alive, and like those
she
clips are still funny. But the thing to remember about that show that I think gets lost in translation, that show was not live. That's the takes they went with.
Yeah.
Like, they had plenty of time to redo those things when they were cracking each other up, but that's what they always ran.
They should have.
And that's something that it's a choice that they made, that they could have done another take and maybe not done it. And on that topic, on one of the interviews I saw with her, they talked about one skit that was actually ruined by the surprise, because sometimes they wouldn't wear the costume to the day of the performance. Like, Bob Mackie would dream up a costume that everyone didn't
nobody
see
had never seen before
until they entered, and that would be part of the
which
problem.
Which was, I think, part of the Gone with the Wind story.
Right, that people, and well, that one the audience definitely had not seen, and that was one of the longest laughs, but they kept it in. I think they had to edit down the time. But she had talked about there was one clip that actually was ruined by the laughter. Like, they never got it back together, and they did have to start over.
Oh.
Like, they just couldn't recover. But the second time through, it wasn't funny, and she's like, and now I don't even know what sketch it was.
Oh.
She's like, so if we didn't use those takes, that's what was working, was that it was the fresh take, the first take, the one they got through. Because she said in one of the longest laughs, she doesn't remember what the skit was. She knows what the laugh was for, but she can't remember in service of what.
Oh.
Because when they fixed it, it wasn't as funny.
Sure.
All the surprise was gone. So I thought that was interesting. But it's an interesting thing about people, like Saturday Night Live is live.
Mm-hmm.
Where that's not. So that's just a weird way to look at that.
Because they would record on Thursday nights, or Friday night, I forget which one they would record on. Then it was aired, was it on Mondays?
Saturday nights.
Okay.
Saturday nights at 10.
I'm wrong all the way around.
But, I mean, it really is, because people think it was a live show like SNL. Like, it was the precursor to SNL.
Recorded in front of a live studio audience, but they could retake.
As many times as they wanted to.
Right. No, it was, I did watch it. I always feel, though, I don't like forced, like when all the people are sitting around her that are relevant to whatever current show is on CBS that they're trying to push. So they get these people out there, and then it's kind of a forced, how much I love you.
Yeah.
I don't like that at all. But I got through it. It was still good. I saw a couple things that I don't think I'd ever seen before.
And that's what, because at first I thought, oh, they're pushing something. I'm like, no, except for Kelly Cuoco, and she doesn't have to promote anything. She's pretty much written her check until death now.
Yeah. She's in syndication. She's
the girl
fine.
Who does nothing.
Yeah, she's fine.
But, I mean, that really just did seem to be, it was not handled organically, and it was really clunky, and they cut out Kevin Spacey, so who knows where he fit into that?
There was supposed to be a singing number they were doing.
Oh, okay. So
if I'm not mistaken.
They pulled, but, I mean, it had some clunky moments. Like, it just, even though none of them were pushing anything, Maya Rudolph isn't in anything, you know what I mean? She's just a funny lady. But it just, it felt a little
ham-handed.
Yeah, and the, what's his butt, Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
He's creepy.
Yeah, but I didn't.
He's like the stuff of nightmares now.
I didn't think he needed to be there at all. Like, I didn't.
That's
really
what I mean. Like, not only was it unnecessary, but creepy.
Yeah, and Vicky. But at least Vicky was there.
Yeah,
I mean, haven't seen him on anything in eons.
Other than a rerun of Ace Ventura,
or
The Mask or something.
But
I don't know that he needs to be in anything else. I think we're good. With
no, him. I think
we're
good.
Nice, creepy.
Exactly.
He was the most serious in what was that thing in '98? The Truman Show.
Yeah.
It was an interesting role for him back then.
Are we going to do it?
Oh, do what?
The headlines.
Oh, we are. I just was waiting for whatever
well, we just had a natural segue, and somebody had asked about the Carol Burnett
whatever
show.
That segment was. I want to make sure we got through that one. Hang on. I got to do one thing for this. Boom. That's enough. Okay. Anyway, here we go. Well, it's definitely a clause for alarm. A Santa working at a Toronto shopping center dealt with an angry adult rather than an ornery child this past weekend. A cell phone video posted online shows a woman in a gray and black dress yelling profanities at the Santa on duty at the Dufferin Mall. Now, here's a picture I'll show you of... where the hell is my thingy? There it is. This is a picture still shot of the woman screaming at the Santa in the middle of the mall.
And she looks like she's just out of a choir.
Could be. I'm not sure. I think there was something else going on with her because...
Or from a local cult.
It could either way. Either way. A cell phone video posted online shows a woman in a gray and black dress yelling at him. She starts out, and there is an audio clip of this. It's just a little hard to understand her. She yells, "Do you have a sleigh, you fucking dickhead? Do you have a sleigh?" She can be heard yelling on the video. So, calling Santa's names is bad enough, but the woman took the next step by declaring that that he didn't even exist at all. "You're not magic. You're not even real. I heard about it when I was a young kid. You're not even a real man." This woman was captured on video yelling.
Sounds like a country song.
She was kept on video yelling at Santa in the mall over the weekend. The person who shot the footage told the video licensing agency Viral Hog that Santa brushed off the abuse and avoided engaging with the woman altogether.
That's a smart move.
Who was then questioned by security and removed from the mall.
Yeah.
A mall spokesman confirmed...
She's in the Roy Moore wing of the...
a mall spokesman confirmed to the Huffington Post that mall security guards spoke to the woman who then left without incident. North Pole sources could not confirm or deny that the woman would be getting coal on Christmas. But she apparently, I don't know, eggnog had been a little spiked if she was angry about that dress.
grind down that coal into some well-needed medication.
Could be. She may need to. Yes. Go for it, Mr. DeGanzik.
All right. Mine's not perhaps as fun as that one, but anyways. Of course, I tend to bring the tech stories to the show. And I'll go
make it fun, Joe, or I'll have to kill you.
Right.
Right here in Studio C.
That escalated quickly. Okay. I've seen The Purge. I'm in.
Add some hoo-hoo and ha-ha to it. We'll be fine.
Do you like watching YouTube videos on a device from Amazon? Well, sorry. As of January 1st, they're taking that away again.
Okay, so Amazon devices would be anything?
An Amazon Echo Show, an Amazon Fire TV Stick, or the Fire TV. So there's been this like brouhaha.
Why is my TV on fire?
No, they call it the Fire Stick.
It's because they got the Fire tablets and the Fire... phone, and that was a flop. But anyways, so a couple months ago, this started with Amazon. You know, of course, famously has all of these Echo devices that you can say the word Lady A to trigger it, or several other words that we won't say either.
We don't care on this network. You can say, "Hey Alexa,
whatever. Alexa, hey, fuck
Alexa,
off,
you bitch,"
because Google Assistant is better.
What
but anyways,
what's Lady A?
That's what you say in lieu of saying, "Hey, Alexa,"
yeah.
Because Alexa wakes up that device and then it wants to do something for you.
Yeah, get your
is this
weather.
Like a Roomba?
No.
It's the
Haven't
Echo.
Haven't you seen
the
those commercials with the little devices people have? And "Hey, Google, what temperature is it?" And it just tells you.
Yeah.
You call out
to it.
So
now people are too lazy to have computers. They just talk to their house.
Yes. Yeah,
this is literally like, if you remember from...
I can't believe you don't know this.
If you remember from like Star Trek in the 80s and 90s, computer do this, computer do that. This has been made a thing by Amazon. So, and to be fair...
Well, that's going
to
segue beautifully into my entertainment section.
And they are for
so there's some asshole just standing in the kitchen going, "What time is it?"
Yeah, you can.
I do it all. I honestly get in bed and I say, whatever assistant thing, good night, and the whole house goes to good night and stuff like that. Anyways, so there was a...
You mean lights dim and curtains
lights
get
dim
drawn
and things
okay.
locks and like, all the stuff. Yeah,
what good night
all
means.
Automation.
Okay, I'm living in a different century than everybody else. Like Mike, well, I don't have curtains and I never open up my shutter, so that service is really lost on me.
But all
you
of
have
the
lights,
all of the automated lighting.
I don't turn them on, so really there's nothing to do.
Tell you the temperature. That's about it. We're good.
It can play music.
Yeah, I can do that too.
It can play.
It can tell you headlines.
But where? I mean, yeah, where is the? I don't get
it. It's
this.
A device that plugs in, connects to your Wi-Fi, and it just sits there. And as soon as you say a certain keywords, and it picks up on it because it just listens to you all the time. When you say certain keywords, it will then feed back information to you.
I just thought it was some kind of I just fast forward through that because I don't get what they're doing. But
you can just say, "Hey, like, hey Alexa, what are today's headlines?"
That's right.
And it literally will go through like the top 5 or 10 headlines of the day.
Okay, this is as lazy as human.
Oh,
be. Like,
oh my
now you
god,
don't even
it's
go
incredibly
to your computer
lazy
anymore.
You can hook it up to Amazon and actually say, "Alexa, order me new flannel pajamas," and it'll reorder the goddamn things. Show up while you're still talking to it.
You can get an Uber.
Wow.
You can order
pizza.
Yes, you can order pizza.
There's like thousands.
He has pizza ordering problems already.
DoorDash. You know, I mean, anyways.
I forgot about that.
Continue on.
So,
trying to learn how to use my bonus points. I used them all.
I don't know.
I pranked pizza'd myself.
This year, I guess Amazon likes to introduce a lot of different things and see which ones, you know, consumers buy. So originally, you know, the Echo devices were just an audio. You would talk to it. And then they introduced one with a screen.
That's a mistake.
Called the Echo Show.
And that's a computer.
So is it like the size of an iPad? Like,
yeah.
Okay.
It's kind of, and it's ugly.
It's kind of how, like, we're going backwards and we're back at phones. You know what I mean?
So you can talk
you
to it.
You watch porn on it. These are the important things.
I'm sure there's a way. anyways.
It's a jackal.
So they had introduced this thing. You know, some people bought it, I'm sure. And then a few months later, and you could watch, you know, YouTube videos. You could say, Alexa, hey, you know, watch the show with Clayton McKee. And you could watch, you know, YouTube videos or whatever. But YouTube didn't like that for whatever reason. However, Amazon implemented it.
Bug up their ass. What the hell is that about?
Technical things. Because of advertising, because it couldn't show ads.
I thought I had just bumped up in the world by talking into my remote control. But now I found out I'm the asshole holding something. I should just be screaming at the room like a crazy person.
We can set you up. Anyways.
Jesus Christmas.
So anyways, so Amazon over the summer, I think it was like August or whenever it was, they yanked YouTube off. They said, nope, we don't like the fact that you implemented this. However, you did. You didn't follow the rules or whatever. Amazon is famous for not following the rules. And so
Jeff Bezos. What's his last name?
Jeff Bezos, yes. So YouTube said, nope, you can't have YouTube anymore. So, so if you want to do that, you couldn't do it. Then, oddly enough, right before Black Friday, they brought it back. In a different, like, it wasn't as easy to watch the YouTube videos on it.
It's just done with stick figures now.
They have a child stand in front of you or a really tall person.
I won't go into a long explanation, but evidently it showed more of like the YouTube website. It was not as a nice experience. But then yesterday, YouTube announces, oh, yeah, we still don't like you guys. So as of January 1st, we're going to yank it not just from the Amazon Echo Show. We're going to yank it from the Fire TV devices, which a lot of people actually have, because there are a lot of people who are in the Amazon world. They subscribe to Prime, where you get, you know, videos and music
and
all that.
Guilty.
And so the Fire TV.
I dip my toe in, but.
So the Fire TV, you can get, you know, the Amazon experience on your TV. As of January 1st, nope, that's going to be gone too. Just gone. So,
so fuck Amazon.
So we don't know. No. Yeah, fuck Amazon. And we'll, I mean, this, oh, may no, be I a, ne- this may be a negotiating tactic. I mean, in terms of, you know, Amazon, you know, famously, the device that would be, say, from Google that would do the same thing is called a Chromecast. It's a little HDMI thing that you stick
in your
TV.
Yes.
Yeah, similar type of thing. So,
New Century, I'll let you know later.
Okay.
Neither company sells the other's products, obviously. So they've kind of been at war for several years anyways.
Feels like Betamax.
Well, right,
VHS.
But Chrome Stick would be a Google thing, and Google owns YouTube.
Of course, right. So, but
That's your sticking point there.
So, but they're just, but now they're just saying, well, you don't. You know, we're not going to put it on. We're not going to allow YouTube on your devices. So if it's a negotiating tactic or if it's just a fuck you from Google, who knows? And maybe they won't do it.
Is Amazon a search engine too? Do they have a search engine?
No, and that's actually
odd.
And that's the big, this is the, without going into a tangent, that's the big difference.
It's too late.
There's a war between the Echo things and the Google's little things that you can scream into. The Google has a search engine.
Can I just bring back the gay and tell you what you're missing on YouTube? Because Cher, live from Caesar's Palace, Cat's thing from last week, her obsession.
Yeah.
Cher does all of West Side Story.
Yes.
Technologically amazing for 1970, whatever it was. And she really did play all the roles. Then you get stuck on YouTube.
Yeah.
And you end up at Cher, Las Vegas Celebration from like 1980, 1981, with drag queens.
Looking the same.
No. Oh, no. I mean, this was athletic Cher. This was action Barbie Cher. Like, looking incredible, dancing, singing your heart out, sings the hits of the day, none of her own songs.
Oh.
Oh, my God. I was having a little trouble sleeping last night, and I fast-forwarded through a couple numbers. But, I mean, she does Barbara Streisand songs from Funny Lady, which seems to be my obsession for weeks. But, so Kat got me on that fucking Cher channel on YouTube. So now if you own the Amazon device, where are you going to find your
share? But it doesn't matter, because you can still watch it on every other fucking device. It's just those devices. So four people that own that device, right. Fuck you, we're sorry.
Yeah, and then the 12 Gays of Christmas is up. So if you haven't seen it, Google it into YouTube, or just Google it, the 12 Gays of Christmas. They're not really all gay, but it's allegedly.
A few.
One of the things, speaking of corning on YouTube.
I think most of them.
Our headline segment has just gone all to shit, but it doesn't matter. Remember I was telling you a couple weeks ago about the episode of South Park where they were it was a royal wedding, and I kept saying that they were commentators, and they're like, well, as is tradition in Canada and the whole thing. I laugh so hard about it. Well, I found it on YouTube, just that, and I'm going to force you to watch it because the way that they go through everything, which with all of the different protocols about how it's tradition and how it's, well, and so is Canada and so is the world. Like, different things. It's just the way they put it together. Crack me the fuck up, and I thought of you.
But the 12 Days of Christmas, just a recommendation on the YouTubes or wherever you find it. 12 dancers, allegedly they're the male dancers from the Radio City show doing the dance for the 12 Days of Christmas in the rehearsal hall, but they're doing it to like a different song, like an updated rocky kind of 12 Days of Christmas, and it's really fun, and the guys are really cute, and they're just in rehearsal clothes, but they sell the shit out of it, and I recommend watching it with the
which
cheering
is tradition.
Some people get rid of the cheering and just redub the song over it because you can't hear the words with the cheering, but it's way more fun to hear like the crowd actually reacting to the dance. But really, have you not watched it? I post it every year on my
Facebook.
I
probably have. I just probably blocked it. I mean, in my head.
They're just cute. Just cute. It's just cute boys dancing.
There's that.
I just figured if you're missing out on YouTube, here's what you're missing. If you own one of those Fire devices.
I don't own one of those Fire devices. I don't know.
People listening.
I have chrome-plated crap coming in here to every channel that I... all that stuff. Plus, it's insane speeds of internet. Would you like to... Have we wrapped up that...
One final thing. You're right that Amazon doesn't have a search engine. It's why I think the Google things that answer questions are more useful than
Amazon. I'm just
Amazon
surprised.
Stuff.
I would think because of the sale, obviously the purchase power of Amazon, I would think that they would have a search engine because every time you look for something, it'd be like, by the way, you can have it in 17 minutes if you join Prime or whatever.
They do for their own products. But
it is surprising that there's not engine.
They've kind of had to build something to power all those answers. But Google has it built in because it's Google.
Oh, they should just merge. That should be a fucking made in heaven.
Google makes little answering device things too. It's called Google Home. Anyways, I'm done. Thank you.
Al Perkins, your first story.
So Russia has been banned from the 2018 Olympics, clean athletes may compete under a neutral flag.
Right. They're not permitting flag nor the anthem to be played.
Yeah. So the last Olympics was the first time I remember seeing it, maybe two Olympics ago, where there's the undeclared people that walk under, they walk under a generic, I think they might walk under the Olympic
from
rings.
Other planets?
Oh, that makes sense.
No, but they're the people that their country for some reason was done or they couldn't qualify under their team, so they're competing independently.
Okay.
So the Russians are having some kind of, in the Winter Olympics, I'm like, what the fuck are you doing that you need to be jacked up for?
I don't know. Figure skating?
So.
Who knows?
Oh, maybe. I don't know. Oh. The IOC, one of the most corrupt organizations on Earth, the decision was made after a lengthy investigation into synthetic doping under the ROC. The findings of the investigation were published in the Schmidt Report, which confirmed the systemic manipulation of the anti-doping rules and system in Russia. So there's a lot of, when they do, and this is like the second or third time that Russia's been banned, and it takes a little bit of the sportsmanship out of it when you watch it, if you know, because it's kind of like the U.S.-Russia competition, mm-hmm. especially in the Winter Olympics with the famous hockey matches and the figure skating back and forth. It's kind of, it feels like you've lost a little bit of the competitiveness or the sportsmanship, but at the same time, if they're all doped up and they were going to win anyways, then who fucking cares? Because I feel like they pull these Russians out of nowhere to figure skate that you've never heard of, and then you're like, wait, now he just won the gold, and he's been like the world champion for 17 years, and you realize it's just shitty American sports coverage that we only cover our country. So that's it, but I thought it was interesting, all things Olympics about to start, and the Lady Weir waiting in the wings.
I always forget, the Winter Olympics are the smaller of the two events, I would say. So they always kind of sneak up on you, you know?
Every 2 years.
I'm
every
just hoping
4 years.
They don't stop this motherfucker from showing up. Again,
he's from an island nation.
Care. I don't just whatever he wants to do, winter or summer. He's we're good. I'm ready.
But you never know. There's I don't think anybody's going to be that in their nude. But There's cuties everywhere, though.
I'm sure the stadium's heated.
God bless the athletic 20-some-year-olds that are all horny and their free condoms.
They're all on,
never was any of that.
Jockeying for position.
And they're all on Instagram now. It's great.
Oh, of course. They have to. Oh, they're selling everything. They're trying to.
Oh, my God. And themselves.
Well, the shower, as we all know, is not just a place to sing. Separated from our cell phones, standing under running water often allows people's minds to run free and ponder different things.
Mm.
Well, Reddit has an entire shower thoughts segment dedicated to the miniature epiphanies that you have, the highlight, the oddities of the familiar. My cat just walked in. Maggie, what are you doing? In honor of those weird, wonderful, and sometimes profound musings, there are they published a list of 25 of the best posts just from this past week. What the hell is she doing?
Just standing there.
She's standing there. All right.
She's never been on the show, has she?
Oh, God. She's more than been on the show. Oh, sometimes okay. She'll just scream in the background for no reason, like she's dying, and she's not hungry at all. Again, here are some of these random thoughts from Reddit. Some are better than others, but that's typical, as is tradition.
Mm-hmm.
If you believe the Earth is flat, do you also believe that the sun and the moon are flat?
Right.
A jail and a prison are basically the same thing, but a jailer and a prisoner, completely different people.
Oh.
However true or deep the meme may be, if it's got grammatical errors, it instantly makes all who share it look like idiots.
Yeah.
The lottery system is the exact opposite of Robin Hood.
What?
The lottery system is the exact opposite of Robin Hood.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
In every Olympics, topical. In every event of the Olympics, they should have an average person compete so that we have a point of reference to appreciate the athletes more.
I think
more.
That's completely valid.
Say that one again?
That one made me laugh out loud today. In every event of the Olympics, they should have an average person compete so we have a reference point.
Yeah. Let me have two tours on the ice. Let's just see.
Put me in skiing because last year I had to be helped off the mountain.
I would have had to have been helped on the mountain. Even into the chairlift. I'm like, oh, no, I can't get there from here. People say that life is short, even though it is literally the longest thing you will ever experience.
Yeah. That's funny.
What if Santa Claus is actually real and our parents are... What if Santa Claus is actually real and our parents just give us presents to hide the fact that we're on the naughty list?
That seems straight up right.
The guy who invented trash bags literally sold everyone garbage. Yeah. Thought?
Yum.
This is funny. Your stomach thinks all potatoes are mashed.
Fair point.
Oh, that's funny.
Some of them could be chunky, but you know, mostly sure, mashed. Sure,
mostly mashed.
Yeah.
When you give someone food, you're feeding them. But when you give them water, are you watering them?
Yes. There is.
People say like you water your dogs, right?
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
Oh, I had to water the dogs. Give me something like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We learn to read until we read to learn.
Oh, wow.
That's interesting. That's a deep thought right there.
Is one of these the park in the driveway?
I don't know. I haven't got to all of them
yet. The parkway in the driveway.
Yeah, in the freeway.
Yeah.
If the alarm is going off, isn't the alarm actually on?
Alexa, is the alarm on?
Yeah, the alarm on, right. A lot of people confuse left and right, but no one ever confuses up and down. True.
That's true.
I always confuse left and right, and I'm left-handed, so you think I would be a little hypersensitive to it, but no, up and down I got. Right and left fuck me up sometimes.
Deep thoughts.
Writing writing may or may not is actually redundant.
What?
Writing the phrase may or may not is really redundant.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Taking out one of your earbuds is the 2017 equivalent to curtsying.
Yes.
Funny.
Hump, bump, and lump, all synonymous and all rhyme.
Mm.
Avoiding eye contact and avoiding contact with eyes are two completely different things.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah.
We'll never truly know what it smells like underwater.
Well, you won't want to for more than about a millisecond.
Black Friday and Cyber Monday really put into perspective what companies can really sell shit for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember when teachers used to say, you won't be walking around with a calculator in your pocket? Well, look now.
Oh, yeah.
Phone fix that. Oh, this is funny. If Apple made a house, would it have windows?
No. It wouldn't have buttons or doors or anything.
That's a tech pun. I'm sorry for that. Marnie would appreciate it, though. A day includes the night, but the night doesn't include the day.
Oh.
A day includes the night, but the night doesn't include the day.
Yeah.
A fine is a tax for doing wrong. A tax is a fine for doing well. Unless you just got the what they're trying to pass now. If you're rich, you have to pay shit.
Yeah.
Tug of war should really be named War of Tug.
Yeah. I've actually thought that before.
Yeah.
You can feel a bruise, but you can't feel a bruise.
I don't get that one.
You don't feel it, but you can feel where it is. But you don't feel a bruise.
I can still feel it.
Unless you touch it.
If you get bruised bad enough.
Yeah.
Well, there you are. You're welcome. Joe, your next story.
Oh.
Those are all written in a shower?
I really need to practice these headline things.
Hey, don't you? And sometimes in the shower, you'll be like, oh, I wonder about this, that, or the other. I do.
Toilet wisdom.
Sure. That's another way to put it, yeah.
Things you would read in the Reader's Digest.
Yeah, I have some great ideas in the shower. It's strange. I don't know.
Maybe you should get an Alexa and you just bark at it and she writes them down.
Actually, I have. Well,
or whatever the hell you
I need. Have five of these goddamn fucking things.
God. And all in that tiny house
I really
here?
Need, I can. She picks me up
can't
even outside.
Can't they all just talk to each other?
Sadly, no. Well, actually, of the same type, they do try to not answer at the
are
same time.
Are you using these devices in place of actual people in your life, Joe? I need to
know.
That's a legitimate question.
Separate from the movie Her, no, I actually don't. Because you know what? Honestly, if you ask them enough questions, the same thing, you get the same answer all the time. So it's not really like they're going to respond to you with something witty and wise.
There was something that you could ask Siri on your iPhone, and the response was, why are you being a bitch?
Yeah.
I like that one.
Apple's the most innovative of that.
Amina waters her horses. That's good.
Oh. There we go. Let's see. I was going to try to segue that, but that...
I'm sorry. Just... Amina, coffins are fancy garbage cans for people.
That's true.
Thanks, Amina. Go ahead.
Decompose. So the Hornsdale Power Reserve... otherwise known as this giant battery plant, currently the world's largest kind of backup battery system in South Australia, just went online the other day after Elon Musk had promised, basically I think it was over the summer, that he was going, over down under, they're in the summer right now, so they've got, heat waves and challenges with providing power, and Australia is slowly sort of trying to move over to renewables and wind and solar. And when you introduce those, you have to find a way to store it and release it, because otherwise, when the wind isn't blowing or the sun's down, forget it.
You've got to have an energy source.
And battery systems can help balance out the electrical load from other sources and help with the frequency, the power cycling and all that stuff. Anyways, Elon Musk had said to the government, we'll build you one of these things in 100 days or it's free. So he made the deadline. So they got their money.
Gotcha.
The world's largest 100 megawatts. Now, to put that in perspective, because that sounds like a lot, Palo Verde, for all of us here in the lovely Phoenix area,
our local nuclear power plant,
is over 3,000 megawatts. So 100 megawatts, quite a bit for a battery system, but nothing to sneeze at compared to other power plants.
But now, how much does Palo Verde, our local nuclear power plant, how much of the state or how much of the grid does that supply?
Not, as it turns out, a lot of it goes to California and to Nevada. We get some of it, and it provides it provides what's called a base load here. So what they do is Palo Verde...
I didn't realize we were going to be using phrases like baseload.
Yeah, it was a technical term, but anyway, provides the baseline of power.
Gotcha.
Especially like during the winter, they don't even bring on any other power plants here. Usually during the winter time, Palo Verde provides everything we need. During the summer, they'll bring on what are called peaker plants. I have some friends in the electric power industry, that's why I know these technical terms.
I thought you were just really bored.
Another business associate who works for the power industry. Anyway, so they'll bring on other power plants around the valley to provide that load, the additional electric for when we have our hot days.
Got it.
Hot
And we do
need some loads.
We do have
extra loads during.
Yes.
Anyways,
peak times.
So during, I'm sure the chat room is loving this. So anyways, the Horns, not horny, but the Hornsdale Power Reserve, which is part of a larger facility with wind and solar in South Australia, has purchased it because they met the deadline from Tesla. So 100 megawatts of power, there's two parts of it. It can provide a certain amount of power for a long amount of time, and some of it can provide a tremendous amount of power for a short amount of time, depending on the needs of the grid at that time. But the other interesting thing, technically, I won't go into all the details because it's not really necessary. Usually what happens is for these changes in electrical needs, they'll have to bring on other coal plants or natural gas fired plants, which take time to kind of spin up and turn on and bring that power on, which is also how power is sold in like half hour increments and so forth. The challenge, I mean, it's a good thing, but these battery plants that can spin up instantly provide that ability to add power to the grid or to provide a more stable electric frequency. You know, our 120 volts or over there, it's 220, 240.
Whatever it takes.
They can do that in half a second, in less than that. So it's changing the nature of how power is sold and distributed and so forth. It's a good thing. And it's awesome to see Tesla providing this. Obviously, Tesla does this stuff, electric cars. He does all these different things, and that he did make this deadline of the world's largest battery plant in 100 days or less.
Now, question with regards to Puerto Rico, because he's involved with that. Now,
right.
Is this similar to what he's trying to do there?
I would say it's similar. I don't remember the details. I'd have to do some more research.
Puerto Rico is much, much smaller. I would venture to guess this.
But remember, this is only serving a small portion of Australia itself. South Australia is a state of Australia. You're right that Puerto Rico is much smaller.
Right. So I'm thinking he's maybe 100, get maybe two of these suckers online and he got the whole fucking island.
Or at least fix all the parts that are screwed up now.
I would love to see Tesla come in and just do all of it and be solar 100% and Puerto Rico be the first standalone, fully solar independent, you know, renewable resource. I just think it would be fantastic.
It's easier.
That would be the lemons into lemonade if that could go on.
And it's easier when you have, I mean, as devastating, as terrible as it was for what happened to Puerto Rico, when you have an electrical grid that's already a mess that can't provide, you know, power on its own, you've got downed lines and so forth, putting in a few of these plants, you know, strategically positioned, you know, fixing it while it's broken is easier than going in and trying to fix something that's already kind of
don't
up and
rebuild
running.
It now and then rebuild it again.
Right.
Yeah.
Do it right now.
The first, right.
Yeah. So I think that's what they were. I don't know the details of what they were kind of planning for that, but sure, they could do that. And they could help with, you know, solar and wind and whatever, because that's a way to store it. But I think it's. This is the future, and he's proving, yes, it's possible.
Oh,
if anything, it's saying, look, we can do this. It's no big deal. Look, we just did this in 100 days.
Well, boom. I still love that you know, the dumpster fire is still screaming how coal's the future. And even the coal people, we've talked about,
like,
the coal
nope.
people, like, no, we're done. We're
pretty much
on a ramp.
Is it okay if we don't ride the elevator again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't need more black lung. I'm fine. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. That's an interesting story about the power grid.
Went online the other day. So.
That's cool.
That is cool.
Alfie, my friend, go for it.
Well, now this one I thought was something else. I just stumbled across this headline.
Ooh.
And I thought my TV had screwed up, and I thought John Oliver was back. But last night...
He was gone?
Yeah, they're off.
They're on hiatus.
Oh, yeah, they're on hiatus for the winter. Dustin Hoffman and last week's Tonight host John Oliver got into a heated discussion Monday night when Oliver brought up recent allegations of sexual harassment against the actor. The exchange, which was captured on video by Washington Post reporter Stephen Zichik, took place during a panel moderated by Oliver for a 20th anniversary screening of Wag the Dog, a terrific movie if you haven't seen it.
Mm-hmm.
The poor quality video was edited, and only about 6 minutes of the one-hour panel discussion at the 92nd Street Y in New York City was posted. Portions of the video are hard to understand due to the poor audio quality. The comedian host brought up allegations in front of the panel's live audience. The Post reports that about halfway through the movie discussion, Oliver began to broach the subject. This is something we're going to have to talk about because it's hanging in the air. Oliver was referring to recent allegations made by Anna Graham Hunter in an essay which was published on November 17th by The Hollywood Reporter. In the column, she claims Hoffman, now 80, made multiple inappropriate comments and unwanted sexual advances towards her when she was 17-year-old production assistant on the set of Death of the Salesman in 85. It's hanging in the air, Hoffman said. From a few things you've read, you've made an incredible assumption about me. You made the case better than anyone else can. I'm guilty, he told Oliver. Weeks ago, Hoffman apologized for his alleged behavior and his statement was published. But so it's kind of like that this went on. You've invited these people in for a panel discussion, a whole group of people who made Wag the Dog. And then you bring up this topic.
Was John Oliver in Wag the Dog?
No, but he was moderating the panel. This is one of the things where it's just a panel discussion about the movie. You go in, you discuss it, and maybe they'll put out an anniversary copy of the movie, and this will appear in the DVD as an extra.
Dustin Hoffman was in that movie, right?
Yes, that's who
he's grilling. So he's grilling Dustin Hoffman. So here you have Dustin Hoffman showing up for a Q&A about a movie he made. Despite some recent allegations about...
I had not heard any of that.
Oh, yeah. And then there's the fact that he was rumored to be really horrible to work with and really horrible to Meryl Streep during Kramer versus Kramer. And she spoke about it at the time, and it kind of got, like...
Pushed under the rug.
Is like, oh, she was being difficult. He was just a method actor when he was really just being a dick to her for the whole shooting. And I guess didn't like her. I'd have to read that story again. But it came out... There's just been so many stories now that you can't keep straight of, like... Who was touching? Who was this? Who was
Amina,
that
was the same thing I thought. Dustin Hoffman is 80. Yeah.
Oh, I mean, well, The Graduate was 50 years ago this year.
Yeah, but you don't think of it. If you don't see them every day, you forget that people get older.
What has he been in recently?
Like, he's on a really good show on Netflix right now that I can't remember. A Day in the Life of Something. But it's really good with Adam Sandler. And surprisingly, they're both good because Dustin Hoffman annoys me a lot of times. He was cast as a 19-year-old when he was almost 30 because of how young he looked. So he should only be like 70 if you were doing the math of The Graduate. He's playing like 19 years old in 1967, but he was really 30 playing a 19-year-old.
Okay.
And looked it. Like I didn't realize until much later that he was a teenager.
I thought he was just a child doing it. Yeah.
So, but I mean, I don't know how I feel about this. Yes, but he apologized for it. He read the things. I don't know if apologizing is enough in this land of like everybody's losing their job and getting kicked out of stuff.
It's nuts.
Do you not show up at the event knowing you're on the hot box too? Like, you've also been accused. Is this the month you just kind of stay home and avoid stuff and maybe make a polite excuse? If you're John Oliver, do you let it slide?
I think that would be the format in which you would just let it slide and
I'm kind of torn because on the one hand, I do kind of want to like push his buttons because he pisses me off. But at the same time, like you were invited to this thing to discuss a piece of your work. No one on this set seems to have issues with you. Like this seems to have been a happy set, a happy working environment. Do you bring that in? And I'm kind of torn. That's why I thought this was something on the show when I read it. And then I went to watch it on, before I came over, I went to watch it on the DVR, and I'm like, oh, it's not on. They're off for the month. And that's when I read where this took place.
Okay.
Because he doesn't usually have guests on
his show. Right, not on his show.
So I couldn't figure out how this exchange was taking place. So it wasn't until, like, later that I thought, maybe not. And especially, like, with such a politically charged, Wag the Dog is such a politically smart movie.
Oh, yeah.
And has so much to say about the culture we live in even more now. Like, we didn't look at that and change our ways and go one direction.
And Wag the Dog came out when?
It's 20-year anniversary. 20-year, so 97.
Okay. Oh, my God.
And had a lot to do with... Yeah. I mean, it was kind of a really in-the-moment satire of the Clinton-Lewinsky affair.
So many good movies in 97 and 98.
Yeah, and that was... That's terrific. So I'm kind of torn about ambushing somebody who's there for something else. Yeah. But...
Well,
such a charged landscape right now.
Dustin Hoffman's a dick, so I don't really have a problem with it.
Well, I don't know. Like, I mean, with the ambush of things, I guess prime example would be 45, you know, the dumpster fire that he is, when he doesn't want to answer something and all the allegations and everything that's coming out that they're asking him about, like specifically about the endorsement of Roy Moore, they are, I guess maybe they're on ambush questions, but like he's in front of a press pool. He always gets questions barked at him, and all he does is he's like, thank you, and he walks away. But occasionally when you ambush somebody, you get an answer, and you get an unadulterated answer because they don't have time to...
They're not ready for it.
They're not ready for it.
So and not just that, but he's on a panel to speak about something else. You can't... Does he walk off?
Yeah.
Do you do the Jodie Foster where somebody brings up something about the Reagan assassination and just say, we agreed to these rules. I'm out. Like, I don't know. It's kind of.
Yeah. That, if there were certain rules, and there probably wasn't, he probably was not expecting John Oliver to come out of left
field. Yeah, they probably covered, like, don't talk about Anne Heche is crazy.
Right.
Like, we don't need to go through her thinking, you know, she's been abducted by aliens or she's from another planet or whatever the hell she was doing.
This is probably why I saw a headline with regards to Dustin Hoffman. I'm like, well, that was kind of a random thought. Hmm. There was something that he made a comment with regards to respect for women, which is part of his study of how he, when he did the role of Tootsie.
Right.
There was something he said not case study, that's not the right word, but he, to get into that role, to understand more of how women think and how things work, he did some extra, I don't know what he did to get it.
But that movie was a little bit of, I mean, it was, of course, written not for him, but it was kind of about him. Like a male chauvinist dick actor all of a sudden has to dress up like a woman to get a part and live his life as the person he's been shitty to and get treated the way he's been treating women. I mean, and it's a really, I mean, if Tootsie's one of the best written movies ever. Larry Gelbart, absolute genius. That even the song that he uses to hook up with a girl at a party, he doesn't know what to do when he's dressed up as a woman on an accidental date with Charles Durning. So he plays that song. It didn't work on the girl he was trying to pick up, but it accidentally works on Charles Durning. You know what I mean? Because he knows it as like, oh, like, it's a pickup song. You know what I mean? Like, he knows he's being hit on because he knows that's what he would do as a guy. So it's kind of funny how it all comes, like, it all comes around full circle. But Tootsie was really about him being a dick. Like, I always thought that was a little on the nose for Dustin Hoffman. Like,
I need to watch that again. It's been a long time since I've seen Tootsie.
It's a funny-ass movie, but it's brilliantly written. Like, absolutely one of the best screenplays ever.
And Jessica Lange is in that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she plays Oscar his winning. Ex-wife?
No. She's the friend. She's the friend that he wants to date, but he's dressed up as a woman, so he can't.
That's it.
I wanted to mention also, it's really useless information, but, you know, since we're on
this
topic.
5 years of this show has been a lot of useless information.
I recently have put my own show on hiatus. It is not due to any sexual misconduct allegations, and I thought I would just throw it out.
It could possibly
could arise. Or
Alexa
something.
May have problems
Does
with
she,
you.
Yeah, it's quite true. Or Siri. Mm. Or Cortana. Or Bixby. There's five of those fucking things.
I can't anymore.
Anyways, yeah.
Oh, so quick, can we address something that Amina was talking
about?
Oh, was
that your point? Okay, I thought there was more to that, Joe.
You just
want to make sure that people knew that you're on hiatus,
not because of
any impropriety.
That's exactly right.
Got it. I thought there was more to that.
Oh, no. Okay. No, it was my shortest Alfie? Segment ever.
Is that it?
ever,
in all the years of broadcasting.
We were talking about the Olympics, and Amina was going on about the Nigerian bobsledding team, and three women from Nigeria who are absolutely gorgeous in this publicity still, I was trying to send it to you, but I was
kind of sexist, don't you?
It's what
your take on that?
Oh no, I mean it's like a Charlie's Angels pose. Like,
look at him.
Yeah, like this is glamour warrior.
That is strong, independent woman.
We're
right there.
We're gonna kick your ass, and we're almost superheroes.
And
like, that's
in
a great,
the,
great
Olympics,
picture.
Right?
Yeah, three women from Nigeria will compete in the women's bobsled, becoming the first athletes from Africa to qualify for the Olympics in the sport. They will also be the first Nigerian athletes ever to compete in the Winter Olympics.
I found it.
That's fantastic.
But I mean, the picture below is joyous women enjoying sport. The top picture is we're going to star in a new TV show and kick your ass while we're doing it because we are everything they need on TV. Like, that's a fantastic picture. Stand. So that was just a little update. I guess they were on Ellen, too. I never heard anything about them. I just Googled
everyone
it.
Everyone is on Ellen, except for some people. But a lot of people are on Ellen.
Oh, this is the picture Al was talking about is this one right here.
Yeah.
That's a tough picture. Look at him.
Look at that.
Yeah, look at that. Like they're going to, like, they're
that could be like a Destiny's Child reboot.
I would just say slip that into every young girl's textbooks and stuff and be like, yep, you're not feeling it. If somebody's treating you like shit, just here's your three spirit angels, whatever you want to call it. Like,
you can do whatever the fuck you want.
Uh-huh.
I'm curious to see how they do.
Well, I guess we'll find out. And now I guess what we're going to find out. We're going to find out what Al has in the entertainment section.
Oh, entertainment! Just a couple things, like 17 movie reviews, a funny thing about Broad City. We did that. I have a recommendation for you.
And I have a question for you.
Sure. Okay. Let me just look at this.
In this teaser or in the show?
No, we can wait 30 seconds.
We don't have time. We're going directly to break.
There was one more thing I wanted to remember. We'll just another movie. Okay. but a recommendation that we all should stop doing this and go do that. So you have that to look forward to.
Sometimes you need a towel. We're not really sure yet. All right, coming up, it's hour three. Well, kind of, sort of. It's Al Perkins Entertainment coming up right after this. Stick with us.
Educates, syncopates, radio communicates, radio, the sound of year-round pleasure.
You're listening to You Talk America.